articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump will go before the full U.S. House. While debate is expected to remain largely along party lines, Utah's only House Democrat says he still hasn't decided how he'll vote. KUER's Nicole Nixon visited freshman Representative Ben McAdams in his Washington, D.C. office and began by asking how he plans to make the decision.
I take very seriously my constitutional duty to review the evidence that's coming forward and to make a decision. I'm not on any of the committees that have been doing impeachment, so I haven't been able to see firsthand any of the witness testimony. So what I'm doing right now is reviewing the witness testimony, their accounts, reviewing the reports from both Republicans and Democrats and the experts that they brought in to testify. And I think I owe it to the Constitution, I owe it to my constituents to make a decision based on firsthand facts. And the testimony, not the spin that came from cable news, right or left. And so that's what I'm in the process of doing right now.
Has there been a moment in the public hearings and the testimonies that has stuck out to you?
The phone call in and of itself was really troubling to me. And then as we've learned over the last few months, the facts and circumstances that led up to that phone call and what happened since the phone call sets us on a pretty dangerous course as a country. You know, I want to be very clear that I think that behavior and those actions are wrong. I also, how do we move forward as a country and what's going to be best to bring us together? And so it's a tough decision. And I take very seriously the responsibility that's been placed on my shoulders to cast a vote that, you know, that I think will be one of the defining votes of my public service.
Politico reported this week that you signed a letter encouraging censure of the president rather than impeachment.
I attended a meeting earlier this week where one of my colleagues wanted to discuss the notion of censure. I do think that whatever message we send to this president and to future presidents is only stronger if it's bipartisan. At this point, it looks like censure will not be an option that's on the table. So I'm going to have to weigh the options that are in front of me and make a decision based on that.
And you're in a tough spot. You're Utah's only Democrat. You're in a swing district. You've been targeted by these attack ads. Do you worry that impeachment will end up helping Trump in 2020?
Well, I think, you know, ultimately, public service isn't about me. It's about service to a country that I love, and it's about a constitution that has set forward founding principles that have created the greatest country on earth. And so, for me, I'm setting aside political considerations, whether my own or the president's right now, and I'm going to look at the facts in front of me, and I think we need to make a decision. I need to make a decision that will withstand the scrutiny of time. So there are a lot of factors that I'm going into with that. I think I've said before that I think that there are just a lot of bad options right now. We've got an option to vote down articles of impeachment and ignore the president's behavior that I think is clearly wrong. You've got another option to approve articles of impeachment that will only further divide a country that is already so divided. And at some point, we need to come together and realize we are all on the same team. We may have differences of opinion, but we are all on the same team. And so I'm saddened at the crossroads that we find ourselves as a country.
Do you think there's anything Democrats could have or should have done differently on impeachment?
You know, I think Democrats have acted poorly throughout this entire process, to be candid. Many of my colleagues came at this gleefully. Right after the president got elected, people wanted to impeach him. And, you know, I didn't support the president. I don't plan to vote for him in 2020. But elections have consequences. And because somebody is offensive, because they tweet things that are offensive, or because they put forward policies that are harmful, the remedy to that is to unelect them in the next election. It's not to impeach them. Too many of my colleagues have come at this prematurely, without considering the factual basis, without recognizing that impeachment really is a high bar and a serious thing to do. And I think it undermined the credibility of Democrats in Congress as they came at this really putting the cart before the horse. And I think we come at these circumstances with Ukraine because of the actions of some of my colleagues with compromised credibility.
You go home to the district, to Utah, almost every weekend. What do you hear Utahns saying about impeachment, and what are they telling you that you should do?
When I go back to the district, the top issues that people want to talk about, it's really not impeachment. It's prescription drugs, the high cost of prescription drugs. And I hear from constituents of mine almost every week who say that they are struggling to buy life-saving medications for themselves or a family member, and having to make some really tough choices about paying for food or life-saving medicine. And I'm working on that. I'm proud that there is legislation that's moving forward. Actually, I think some good Republican proposals as well as Democratic proposals. There's the ingredients for really good solutions to the high cost of prescription drugs. And I want to try and bridge those differences and bring it together.
Congressman Ben McAdams, thank you so much.
Thank you, Nicole.